From Little Rock Public Radio News, good morning. I'm Maggie Ryan, sitting in for Nathan Treese. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's proposed FY 2027 budget could result in further staff reductions at the Natural Resources Conservation Service, which already lost 22% of its staff last year. The NRCS is an important resource for Arkansas farmers, says Rebecca Bartels, Executive Director of Advocacy Group Invest in Our Land.
Margins are extraordinarily thin for farmers across the country, especially in Arkansas. Input prices are through the roof. Commodity prices are wildly volatile. There is limitation in access to labor right now. And so to take away some of the people that are most critical to helping them manage through these kinds of things is devastating.
Tim Wells is an agricultural loan officer and cattle farmer in Paragould. He says NRCS assistance is vital to cutting down costs for farmers and ultimately for the public.
We need these people probably now more so than we have in the past, because you know, the savings that when the conservation district comes out and helps us do something, it in the long term will save a lot of input cost and it will save a lot of money. Our country is not going to have cheap food if we don't have our farmers out there doing it. Then that's going to be a big blow to everybody.
The audio is courtesy of our partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. If the USDA's proposed budget is approved, conservation technical assistance would be cut by more than $738 million. And former President Bill Clinton returned to Arkansas on Saturday to deliver a commencement speech for the 20th graduating class of the Clinton School of Public Service. Clinton spoke about the accomplishments of the school's graduates in the past 20 years.
The students at the Clinton School have now performed more than 500,000 hours of field service. They have gone on to make a difference in a whole lot of different kinds of careers, in government, policymaking, at NGOs, working on all kinds of issues. The graduates of this school have proved you don't need to hold public office to do public service.
Dean Emeritus James L. Skip Rutherford presented the school's second-ever honorary Master of Public Service degree to Carlotta Walls Lanier, the youngest member of the Little Rock Nine. Lanier equated the honorary degree with being awarded the Congressional Medal, along with the rest of the Little Rock Nine, in 1999.
I was born right here in Little Rock. It's people and it's geography and it's ways of being shaped who I have become. Outside the Congressional Gold Medal, to be honored in my hometown, I'm not sure what award could be more meaningful.
The Clinton School was established in 2004, the same year the William J. Clinton Library and Museum opened. The school offered the first Master's of Public Service degree in the nation and has graduated 700 students since 2006. A new report shows Arkansas has room to improve when it comes to access to pre-K. The report from the National Institute for Early Education Research finds Arkansas ranks 24th in the nation for preschool access for 4-year-olds and 8th in access for 3-year-olds. Statewide, about 33% of 4-year-olds and 19% of 3-year-olds are enrolled in preschool programs, placing Arkansas in the middle range nationally for access. The report also finds Arkansas spends about $6,200 per child on preschool, with total state funding topping $127 million. In terms of quality, the state meets 8 out of 10 national benchmarks, indicating relatively strong standards for classroom size, staffing, and early learning support. Still, researchers note that while Arkansas has made progress, enrollment growth has been modest, and continued investment may be needed to expand access. Arkansas lawmakers have formed a new group focused on energy issues across the state. The Rural Electric Cooperative Caucus aims to educate lawmakers on energy sources, emerging technologies, and growing electricity demands. Members also plan to tour generation facilities to better understand infrastructure and production. The group recently held its first meeting, which included a presentation on energy demand and natural gas development. Lawmakers say the caucus will help inform decisions as Arkansas works to support electricity production while addressing costs and economic growth. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission's Waterfowl Rice Incentive Conservation Enhancement Program is accepting applications through May 15th. The program will offer $150 per acre in additional income while supporting wintering waterfowl. The program directs farmers to leave fields undisturbed and flood them in the winter to create habitat and allow managed weekend hunts during duck season. More information is available online at agfc.com. And I'm Maggie Ryan. May the 4th be with you. This is Little Rock Public Radio News.